Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Jaira. May I please have your last name and email?
My last name?
Yes, ma'am.
Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S.
And what's your email?
It's Yasmin with a Y-A-Z-M-I-N underscore G-P-E underscore at hotmail.com.
Okay, so it's Y-A-Z-M-I-M?
Yeah, that's correct.
Underscore G-P-E?
G as in girl, P as in pear, E as in elephant.
And after GPE, you said it's underscore. What was after the underscore?
Okay. Underscore and then at hotmail.com.
All righty, gotcha. 1 second while I search for your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that email isn't popping up. You said it's just to make sure I'm right. I'm going to read it out to you. Y-A-Z as in zebra. M as in mom, I as in igloo, M as in mom, underscore G-P-E, underscore at hotmail.com.
Yeah, and that's the problem, that I put my email and the computer say that it doesn't fit. I don't know.
Do you have another email that you can do?
Nope, I don't have another email. My
she
has an account, and I don't know why it's, it's something messing up. I don't know why. But
okay, what's your
I try to sign in, it doesn't let me. I already talked with the lady before you, and she gave me a new password. It was ABC123, and I already tried it, and doesn't let me go in.
Yes, ma'am. What's your last name?
It's Reyes. R-E-Y-E-N.
R-E-Y-E-N.
R-E-Y-E-N. E-S.
Okay. What's your zip code?
I have two last names. It's Reyes Landa. L-A-N-G-A.
L-A-M-G-A?
D. D. I think that.
D is it? Okay. And what's your zip code?
30093.
Z-30093.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and what's your address, your mailing address?
It's 2200 Willow Trail Parkway, lot G14.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Can you speak up just a little for me?
Okay, it's 2200 Willow Trail Parkway, lot.
You said it's Media Trail?
No. 2200 Willow. Willow with the W.
Okay, can you spell that out for me?
It's W-I-L-L-O-W.
Yes, ma'am. What's the rest?
Trail, T-R-A-I-L, Highway.
Okay, and what city are you in?
North Cross, Georgia.
North Cross, Georgia?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All righty. Let me see if I can search you by this. 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, and you say there's no other address, email address that you have, correct?
Yeah, there's no other email. My daughter also has Craftsy. She lives.
Okay, have you ever got emails from Craftsy?
Yeah.
You have? Okay, let's see. 1 second.
Can you hear me?
Hey, ma'am, I have a quick question, and also I'm sorry for that hold. Have you ever been charged from Craftsy? Have you ever been charged, like charged a payment for Craftsy?
Yeah, I've been paying for, I don't know how, I think the second year that I've been paying the membership, but also I already bought, I think, 110 classes.
And you bought how many classes?
I think it was 110 or 108. One or two. I don't know. I don't remember. But
okay, and what is it that you're trying to do? You're just unable to get into your account. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. Hey, ma'am, are you still here?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. What I'm going to do, since we're unable to search your account and you're not able to get in yourself, I'm going to need you to send in proof so that we can create an account from the information you send in, okay? So basically, when we say send in proof, I just need you to screenshot. So are you able to look into your bank statement and screenshot the charges that you have been charged from Crafty and send it to our email, if that's fine, so that we can go based off the information you give?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the email to send it to. Just hold for 1 second if you don't mind, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hey, ma'am, so I'm going to give you that email to send your proof of purchase to. Let me know ready.
No, I have something for you. In my iPad, I have it and Captia, the old one. It doesn't work anymore, but it showed me my number.
Is it an email on there?
It's not an email. It's my number. It had a profile number that you gave me when I signed in.
Is it like an order number?
It's not an order number. It's something that appeared behind your photograph when you had an account in Crafty.
Okay, the only way for us to search you is if you have an account number or if you have a actual email. So that's the only way we would be able to search you. Do you have another email or you said no, correct?
I think it's my account number. Can I give you the number and you can try for that?
Let's see. What's that number?
It's 38.
You said it's 38?
Yeah, that's correct.
3-8-3-6-8-4-7. Okay, let's see if we can try this. Hold for 1 second. I think this is someone else's. Are you living in Huntsville, Alabama?
No.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is someone else's account. So yeah, we won't be able to find you by that number. What I'm gonna do is go ahead and give you that email so you can send us proof of purchase. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. And what's
Okay.
going to happen with my classes that I already bought?
You'll still keep them. We'll just have to create you a dummy account so that you'll be able to get back in.
Okay.
All righty, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So it's going to be Craftsy
All
at
in lowercase.
program. Yeah, so it's going to be Craftsy, the at sign at program. Slash di so it's going to be hyphen director dot net. Got that?
No. Okay, it's crafty at program slash director dot net.
Yes, that's a hyphen and then dot net.
Okay.
So that's Craftsy at program hyphen director dot net. And that is going to be that
Hyphen.
email. Yes, hyphen like slash, not an actual slash, but like a line through it.
I don't. I just give me a moment. This hyphen. Hyphen. Not on signal. I don't understand what is hyphen. You help me?
Hyphen is just it's just a slash through the word.
It's just a slash through the word. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
All
Thank
righty,
you.
was there anything else for me today?
No, that's it. Okay.
All
Thank
righty,
you.
and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You enjoy your day today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
No problem.